Hugh Pratang signaled their communications board to reply to the system's automated arrival challenge as scan cleared from a slow insertion into Moscow Confederation space.
That's different. They've ramped up their defenses.
Kai's stomach knotted. Now that she was here, face to face with the moment she both wanted and feared, it was hard to stay calm. As they should. There they are. Slaughter Key ship IDs, close to Cascadia Station. They must have arrived days ago for scan to show them on downjump.
Those your command, Admiral?
Some of them, anyway. Kai counted them up. 35. And she had 7 already, if she counted Dryas, the supply ship. 42. That certainly sounded fleet-like. Time to go to work in earnest.
Incoming calls via internal Ansible from Stella Vada and external from Traffic Control with an overlay from Moscow Confederation Defense Department.
Hugh, you handle the external. I'll take Stella's. Stella, on screen, looked tired.
Kai, we've got translations of pirate transmissions for you.
That's wonderful!
Yes, except it turns out Toby's girlfriend's father was one of Turek's men. Toby's fine now, but he was abducted briefly. The girl's parents were taken into custody, and I have Zori at the apartment with me.
You?
It was a shock to me, too. You recall the speed of legal action here? Well, Zori's father has been executed already, and her mother is still in custody. Protective, this time. There have been assassination attempts against her.
And you?
I'm hard to kill. So, it turns out, is Toby. Now, you need to know that Vada products are in high demand. You did bring all of them with you, didn't you?
All but one. I left one with Mackenzie so we can have direct contact with them.
And I'm sure you know the Slaughter Key privateers are here, being outfitted with theirs, and eager to meet you. They brought along some personal messages from Aunt Grace for both of us.
No fruitcakes?
Not fruitcakes, but you will need to pick them up in person.
I won't have much time.
Of course, you have important meetings, and so do I. There's a sort of summit going on here. Nexus, ISC, Moscow Confederation, Slaughter Key. Vada Enterprises is in it because of our product, and because of you. There's a problem.
Excuse me, Captain. Traffic Control has given us a priority route in, and we have our docking assignment. And the Defense Minister needs to speak with you urgently.
Stella, the Defense Minister's calling me on standard Ansible. I should go.
Call me later. I'll send you the transcript of those pirate transmissions in the meantime.
Kai moved over to take the call from the Defense Minister, a thin, dark man who didn't seem to fit what she thought of as the Cascadian type. He wore an immaculately tailored dark suit with a broad green ribbon across his chest.
Polmar Gorikan, Minister of Defense. As soon as you've got a docking schedule, Admiral, we'd like to set up a meeting to discuss our strategy. We have representatives here from the governments of Nexus and Slaughter Key, as well as our own. And Mackenzie Military Assistance Corporation tells me that you have aboard a liaison officer from them. He will represent them at this meeting.
We have a docking assignment, but no ETA yet. Kai wondered about that representative from Slaughter Key. Surely Stella would have mentioned if Aunt Grace herself had come. Gorikan's gaze moved across her.
As soon as possible after your arrival. And, perhaps a dress uniform?
More braid, that must mean. Something that looked admiralish. She had nothing like that. She had a Vada captain's uniform with some additional patches sewn on. Of course.
If it's not too flamboyant.
Kai felt a momentary urge to do a Teddy Ransom on him. Ruffles, silk cape and all. But she knew better.
I'll let you know our ETA when we have it firmed up.
He nodded, tight-lipped, and closed the connection.
Not too flamboyant. What kind of idiot wears a shiny green ribbon across his chest and accuses someone else of intent to be flamboyant?
I don't have a dress uniform, and I don't think I'd better borrow one from Ransom.
If I may make a suggestion.
Kai nodded.
Military outfitters are good at putting things together fast for just such emergencies. Your cousin is there. She could arrange it.
Stella would love to get me properly dressed. Kai realized how silly that bitterness was. It had been her mother and her aunt, not Stella herself, who had extolled Stella's fashion sense and urged Kai to copy her.
But you're right. I'll call her.
Stella readily agreed to find an outfitter and take care of ordering a dress uniform. She was more interested in explaining to Kai the unexpected complications arising from the resistance to Vada influence from the Nexus government and ISC.
It's not Rafe himself. He says he thinks it started with Parmina.
I still have trouble believing Parmina was the villain. I met him. He was nice.
I met him too. But clearly he was bent, and for whatever reason, he poisoned a lot of minds about Vadas in different levels of ISC and, through Rafe's father, in the Nexus government. Everything we've done to recover our position, they see as sinister plotting.
I can't change now.
Nor I. Just letting you know, this conference isn't likely to be smooth sailing. A sharp new uniform is a very good idea.
When Vanguard docked at Cascadia Station, the first delivery was not the manual on manners that had marked their first visit, but Kai's new uniforms, complete with a team of three from the outfitters to check and adjust the fit if needed. Not just one uniform, a set of them, for shipboard and stationside use, a range from everyday working to full formal. Stella had even researched insignia from all four sources, three governments and Mackenzie, and from that, the outfitter had designed and cast rank insignia for the entire officer corps of the Space Defense Force, as well as buttons with the SDF logo.
Maybe I should have paid more attention to Stella's fashion sense.
Kai fastened the last button and glanced at the mirror the outfitter's staff had set up in her office. It fit. And more than that, it was comfortable. Nothing pinched, nothing felt awkward. And yet, in the mirror, it looked... It made her look totally professional and competent. Older, more formidable.
This is the semi-formal. Full formal, evening formal, has a white tunic. But we consider this one ideal for the kind of conference you're attending today.
The outfitter's senior rep pulled open a carrier bag.
And here, I believe these boots should fit you.
Kai had completely forgotten about shoes or boots. Hers were, when she looked at them, decidedly worn, though clean and polished as always. The new ones, styled with a subtle difference, slipped onto her feet as easily as the uniform had slipped onto her body, and felt as comfortable, and looked as good. The other outfitter's rep opened another carrier bag.
Your cousin didn't know your preference in head coverings, if any. We prepared a variety. The Maskwell Confederation uses a soft cap like this. Slatter Key, we understand, uses a cap with a hard polished bill. Mackenzie tells us they use both that kind of cap and one that folds flat, like a child's paper party hat.
Kai had no opinion at all, except that head coverings you had to yank off to stick your head in a pressure helmet were silly.
What do you think looks best with this uniform?
It would be her policy, Kai decided in that instant, that crews on ships would go bareheaded, except for protective gear.
The soft cap, don't you think?
Oh, yes. The soft cap with this uniform.
Kai put it on her head.
Fine, then. And thank you.
And she would have to thank Stella. In person. Major Douglas and Master Sergeant Pitt waited near the hatch in their own impeccable Mackenzie semi-dress uniforms. None of the other Slaughter Key captains had been invited, but Captain Pettigrew, as a representative of Bissonette's military, was on the list. Captain Ransom had declined to attend. He'd told Kai he wasn't representing his government and didn't think a long, boring conference would suit him. She hoped he wouldn't get in trouble with local customs. At dockside, they met a station security escort, and after an exchange of identification, headed to a part of Cascadia Station she had never seen.